Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Anna used to find sport a nightmare. She says, "The thing about growing up with a visual impairment is that sport is really challenging. You can't see the ball necessarily, and you can't necessarily see your teammates. You're often the weakest link on a team. So it made PE quite an emotional experience, I suppose quite stressful." Sport wasn't a joyful act for Anna as she battled deteriorating eyesight. As a young teenager, however, Anna and her visually impaired brother Michael found a surprise love for the sport of goalball. This game is played with three players on each side, all wearing blindfolds and attempting to score in a goal the width of the court. Anna soon found out she not only enjoyed it, but she was pretty good at it. "I'm not a gifted singer," she says. "That's never been my thing. But I have got an affinity for playing goalball. And every time I play, it's like my worship to God. If I can do my best on a goalball court, then that's my joy in the way that God has made me." Anna Tipton is a former Great Britain goalball athlete. Her career spanned 8 European Championships, 2 World Championships, and 1 home Paralympics in 2012, where Anna was the highest scorer in goalball for Team GB. Through all the highs and lows of her career, Anna's faith as a Christian has brought her a new perspective on her sport and opportunities to share her faith with her teammates. When Anna became a Christian in her mid-teens, she understood how Jesus' death on the cross gave her real relational intimacy with God by taking away the barrier of her sin. From this point, Anna reveled in letting him into all parts of her life, including onto the goalball court. God isn't just about that sort of confined space on a Sunday morning. Being a Christian is about the ins and outs of your life, she says, or the ins and outs of the game. God is there with you. Understanding first that sport was something she was born to do and that it could be an act of worship was foundational for Anna. In Romans 12, verse 1, Paul writes, "I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship." The first 11 chapters of Paul's letter to the church in Rome explain how God paid the price for our rebellion against his rule through Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. In chapter 12, we read how, thanks to God's mercy, there are terrific consequences for those who come into relationship with God through Jesus Christ. We can now offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. A restored relationship with God means that we shall have new power to offer our bodies, the physical, the psychological, and the spiritual aspects of our lives to our Creator. We have a new relationship with the one who gives us our sporting talents to express in the sports community. Indeed, Paul calls this true and proper worship. We have been given the capacity to use our sport once again to enjoy making his world a better place. Worship is a matter for the whole of our lives, not just Christian meetings. We understand this specifically from Romans 12, verses 1 and 2, and the focus of the New Testament, that there is no longer any sacred or secular distinction. Worship is an attitude to every action, whether we're scoring a brilliant three-pointer or missing an open goal. We're called to worship him with every gift and ability that he has given us in sport and every aspect of life. The implication is that every moment of our lives, including being at the pool, on the court, or in the stadium, can be used to worship God. Anna found joy in using her gifts and talents and worshiping God in goalball. Where will you be worshiping today? Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you that I can now worship you in all of my life in response to what the Lord Jesus has done. Thank you that sport is one way in which I can offer all that I am to you in worship. Help me to do that today and find joy in using my gifts and talents as an offering to you today. Amen. Finally, take a few minutes to pray for those in your sport, that God will open a door for his message in your club or team this game day. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.